Welcome to Stock Markets with KR, a podcast where I share my journey of the financial markets and my analysis and insights. So I'm glad to see you here and let's get started. This is episode 248 and today onwards I wanted to do something slightly different. Up until now, I've only really done EOD analysis where I've looked at all the data and everything and, you know, noted down all my observations at the end of the day at around 5 p.m. or whatever. But from this episode, I have decided to do something new where I'll note down my reading and my view on the market midday as well. So I've noted down a few points that I had, that I had in mind at around 12 noon or something. And based on this, you know, I'll give you an update on how they actually happened in the market. So my analysis and then what actually happened in the market. So it's not just EOD analysis. It's not just hindsight analysis, which just ends up being one-sided and biased. So I think this is a great way for me to learn. Also, it gives you a better idea of how these analyses actually play out in the live markets, and this is as close to a proper live session as I can get for now. So, and it's going to be a new sort of thing for this episode. So let's see how it goes, and yeah, let's move to Nifty. So after a gap up opening, Nifty is closing at 11,322.5 today. It's up 52.35 points or 0.46%. So how my Nifty's view is going to go today? I'm going to talk about what I had intraday, like what I had to say about Nifty at around 12 noon or so. Then I'll talk about, more of what actually happened. Then I'm going to talk about some just key drivers of Nifty and such. And then I'm going to talk about my final views for Nifty. So that's going to be the flow, starting off with what I had in mind at around 12. Now, after the gap up opening, higher levels were rejected. So that was my very first observation. And the spinning top at the high plus the underlying stocks being at resistance meant to me that it may just crack. So that was my view very, very early on. And as long as the open slash low for the day were held, I thought that Nifty should be fine. And even if it does take support, even if it does go up, then I was looking at resistance either between 11,340 to 360 or between 11,370 to 387. The former levels were right around the intraday, changes in trend and such. And the latter levels were just around a pivot point. So that was the basis for that. And I felt that it was unlikely to break the range, which was between the pivot points, and it might have just moved sideways. So this was my take on it at noon. Coming to what actually happened in sequence, firstly, it did reject higher levels. So that view was validated. It did crack, but the support at 11,300 was taken, which is coincidentally almost exactly where Reliance tested 2100. So Reliance being the topmost weighted stock also tested its psychological level. Reliance, of course, Nifty, of course, also tested its psychological level. So that was quite interesting to see for me. And low for the day for Nifty, by the way, is 11,299. So just to give you that idea. And when it took support, when it took that 11,300 or so support, it faced some resistance between 11,340 to 11,360. But it never really went above 11,387 or so. It never really went near those levels either. So that's what we saw. And again, it did not break the range except for that minor psychological level test. And the option prices really did not pick up. So all things considered, most of it was fairly in line with what one could have analyzed on the markets just purely based on the first few hours of the markets or so. And I think purely by that, it was more of a predictable day rather than a choppy day. Of course, this is after my view was validated EOD. Had my view been not validated, this might have been a different story. And even right now, even because I was looking at the intraday moves, there were a lot of areas for Nifty where it just appeared that, hey, it's either going up or down, can't really say. So those places were there. But if you were able to stick to your conviction, if you were able to stick to your view, then and if your view was similar to this, then you might have been able to make some reasonable returns despite the hesitation and despite the nervousness that the markets showed. So that's my view. And option prices even for ITM options were not picking up that well, which is not a good sign for option buyers. For option sellers, it's a great thing, because even if you were on the wrong side of the option, chances are that you might have made a reasonable amount of returns on that, or at least not lost that much anyway. So coming to what really managed to move Nifty today and how Nifty moved today, private banks, media and metal managed to really drive Nifty at higher levels, and that's helped Nifty make a new swing high of around 11,373. In case you're wondering, 375 was a resistance we had discussed yesterday itself. So that makes these things very, very tight and precise. It looks like it is respecting these higher levels, even though it's slightly nervous in my opinion. And not only has it formed a new swing high, it is the highest close of Nifty since COVID sell-off started. So despite two back-to-back dojis, which somehow signal nervousness and indecisiveness, it has closed higher than it ever had in the past couple of months, which is a good sign overall. And in fact, Nifty 50 even outperformed the other broad market indices like small caps and mid caps, which is also kind of surprising because they were nowhere near as positive as Nifty. And VIX is now below 22. It's down by around 5.57%. So that really goes to show how positive today was. And that is despite the FIs and the DIs being net sellers, you know, 1,000 crores worth of buying for the FIs and 1,400 crores worth of selling for the DIs. So despite all that, Nifty has managed to hold on to it pretty well. Now, I think it may have been dragged down by Reliance a little bit. Perhaps even Pharma and Titan managed to drag Nifty down a little bit. But overall, the private banks were fairly strong, and financial services and banks make up around one third of the broad market index Nifty. So it's really no question of dragging it down. If banks are down, Nifty may be down. But if banks are positive and everything else is down, Nifty is likely to not really get impacted that much because of how you know, how it's weighted. So that's my view on what managed to move Nifty today. Coming to my view on Nifty and my general take on Nifty and what might happen tomorrow, I feel that despite the general uptrend that we are seeing, the moves that we saw intraday and the moves that we have been seeing intraday aren't really trending. And this is slightly worrying, as it may show some amount of nervousness. And what I mean is that if you look at the chart, you can see that it is not really making higher highs and higher lows on the intraday time frame. It's more so moving sideways, and it's really rejecting higher levels on the intraday as well, because you know, even though the EOD figures show a positive day, the previous two or three candles show us how the index hasn't really been comfortable at higher levels, as it has closed right around the day's open or right around the day's low, far away from the day's high. So all those are really not good signs, and I think as 11400 becomes closer and closer, it might bring a lot of resistance levels with it. But as long as 11445, 11460 or so is breached very decisively, then I think the road is clear technically for Nifty to gain another 100 or so points. So it should be all good. And yeah, lower side levels are something that we've already fairly been comfortable because of just how much time Nifty spent there. So without any further ado, let's move to Bank Nifty. I'll just talk about some key points related to Bank Nifty, not the entire analysis, because then it'll just be too stretched out. But Bank Nifty traded above 22,000 pretty much for the entire day, which is a great sign. I think the low for Bank Nifty was around 22,040, which is great. And it also managed to breach that 22,200 resistance we discussed yesterday. And I think that's a good sign, because now it is back above the lower trend line of the broader trend, which is a good thing. And I think that 22,300 to 340 or so levels might be important for Bank Nifty. I mean, in fact, while Nifty, the road is fairly clear above 11,360 or so, Bank Nifty, the road isn't that clear, because you know, there are a lot of CIPs, a lot of resistances in general that a lot of people will have to be very careful about, especially bulls. You know, if you're going swing, if you're going intraday on a non-scalping sort of basis, then you might have to be cautious and vigilant on Bank Nifty. And lower side levels we're already aware about, so I'll just skip that as well. All right, coming to Reliance. Now, despite the large movement seen today, it was bound within the range that it has been moving since the past few days. And as such, it did not really show us a very clear direction, which is not too good. It did test lower levels, with the low being around 2100, but the important levels of 2150 or so on the higher side were completely rejected, which basically shows us that even though it's not really comfortable at lower levels, it's definitely not comfortable at higher levels either. And that's not a good sign. We had spoken about how a 2100 retest is likely if the gap up opening is not sustained or it's not large enough, or if the buyers are not able to make some strong moves. And that's similar to what happened today. So that's something interesting. And a lot of people are saying that until the AGR dues judgment is out, Reliance might perhaps not show a very strong movement, not very decisive moves. So that might be one of the one of the components of how Reliance is moving as well, the reasons why it's not really moving that decisively. So that's something to keep in mind. And in the past, Reliance consolidating around ATH has not always been a good thing, because it has a tendency of consolidating, giving a minor breakout on the upside, and then beginning to retrace. And if that happens, that's really not a good sign, not just for Reliance, but also for the broad market. After all, it is India's number one stock at this point, 14% of Nifty. So it's definitely a very sizable number and sizable chunk. So if Reliance retraces, of course, that's not really going to be a good sign. The entire market might start lagging and being dragged. So that's, and if we see that happening sometime soon, then our Reliance, of course, will take a hit and may see some lower levels. The good thing is that RSI continues to be above 60. But then if these patterns are repeated, then it may not really respect the RSI alone. It's just an indicator at this point. So that's my take on Reliance. Coming to my trades on Reliance, I was short, and I entered Reliance when it was showing a risk reward of around 3 to 4:1, and I exited just above the profit target. Now, I would have exited at the profit target, but there was a support and momentum was negative. So I held to see if the move downward was going to be slightly larger, and it was. So I exited right around support, just above support, in fact. And I avoided re-entry today, as Reliance has shown some rather choppy moves, and I was not in front of the screen for the long re-entry, and the short re-entry did not really seem attractive enough. So that was the only trade that I took, just two transactions, and I was out. Overall, I'm satisfied with the outcome. My levels that I mapped out yesterday were helpful in giving me some confidence. You know, it has moved well within those levels itself, which is a good sign. So I think that EOD analysis is really doing well in terms of just letting me understand where the movements might be, even if they aren't in my favor, even if they aren't necessarily completely sticking to those levels. At least it gives me some additional context and some idea. So that's about it for this episode. I hope you found this helpful and informative, and I hope that mini live notes of sorts that I made were slightly helpful and better as well. So let me know if you've got any feedback. Let me know if you've got any questions. That's it for this one. Happy trading. See you the next.